From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Guidance from on high in Washington, D.C. appears to be green lighting, or close to it, some changes proposed in a federal waiver request for Arkansas's version of Medicaid. Our very own Governor Asa Hutchinson joins me on the telephone. Thanks a lot for your time, Governor.
Good to be with you today.
Before we get too much into the actual guidance from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, it's important to note that these changes have not officially been approved yet. I wanted to back up a little bit. Could you help walk us through the changes to Medicaid that Arkansas has asked federal officials for? And first, I wanted to focus on the work-related requirements.
Arkansas asked for a waiver for the Medicaid program so that we could do about four different things. One of them is related to the work requirements, and this applies to those that are able-bodied, so they'd be really on the Medicaid expansion, able-bodied without dependent children at home and without any serious health issues. So in other words, they're able to work. So that's part of the waiver. Other two parts are to give the state more flexibility in assessing who would be on the program. And then we also asked for a waiver so that we would not have a 90-day look back if somebody went on Arkansas Works, which would be just like a traditional insurance policy, that coverage begins whenever you apply. And then the fourth part of it is where you reduce the enrollment eligibility down to the poverty level rather than 138% of poverty, which would allow us to concentrate our resources on those that need the assistance the most. And so right now, they're looking at all of the parts of the waiver, but they sent a signal that the work requirement they're leaning forward on, obviously, because they gave guidance to all the states as to what kind of waiver they would approve for work requirements.
And looking at just that one provision of the waiver, the work requirement one, under the Obama administration, this type of request didn't seem to get a lot of traction. I think people knew that going into it, because part of the argument from them was that any changes to Medicaid have to be designed to either further access to health care or to improve health outcomes. How do you think this work requirement for certain people, able-bodied people, would help further those type of goals?
Well, and you're right that the Obama administration simply denied this concept of a work requirement. And their view was that this is an entitlement and that you cannot put restrictions on it or requirements on it. And so it was denied. You know, philosophically, we want better health outcomes, but we also want to emphasize responsibility. And so I think this balances the assistance and healthy outcomes with the desire that we have for more responsibility and to provide more training. We need more people in the workforce. Mm-hmm. And the whole goal of those that are able-bodied, that have some income, but they don't have enough to really cover insurance, we provide assistance, but we want them to do their part by either working or, very importantly, be in worker training. Or thirdly, if they don't have those opportunities, to be volunteering in a community organization. So that's the responsibility part, and that will help people to move off of Medicaid into work and get the training that they need.
So if the Trump administration does come down as expected and approves some form of worker-related requirements, I believe I read it'd take the state up to 60 days or so to implement. Is Arkansas ready, in your opinion, to build up some sort of system to help people either get jobs, track them, train them? It seems like there's some logistical challenges ahead.
We are ready, and we're ready because we have anticipated this for some time. And so we've worked on getting our systems in place. And then secondly, we had a good trial run with our the first version of Arkansas Works that put in a work referral requirement. Mm-hmm. So it didn't mandate that those on Medicaid expansion work because we couldn't get that authority, but it did mandate that they be referred over to workforce services for training if they need that and work referral assistance. As a result of that, even though it was voluntary, we had over 4,000 people employed as a result of those referrals. So I think it really is an example of what can be achieved by it. But that allowed us to have our systems in place, to have some experience with this. Right. Obviously, the workload will be heavier with a stricter work requirement, but it will take us some time to implement it, but we're very close to being ready to do that.
Okay, so the work-related requirement is something that's on more certain footing. You mentioned earlier a different waiver request from the state that would restrict Medicaid expansion eligibility from 138% of the poverty level down to 100%. About 60,000 people or so might find themselves looking for insurance through different options in Arkansas if that happens. Have you had any new information from Washington, D.C. about this, and why do you think this is a tougher sell?
I have had a conversation last week with the acting secretary of HHS in Washington, with some administration officials. We've been talking for some time about this because it's a very different approach. It's a novel approach. It hasn't been tried in other states yet. And so they want to take a long, serious look at it, as they should. So that might take more time. But the theory behind it, again, is one, we want to provide good, healthy outcomes for everybody. And so it's not a matter of taking away health care for 60,000 people. It's moving them onto the exchange where they can acquire the insurance, and they would be subsidized at basically the same level as on the Medicaid expansion. But it would give them, again, some more responsibility, and it would cut the cost curve. Our growth in Medicaid spending as a state would slow down. And so, and it would save the federal government almost $500 million. So there's a lot of benefit from it, but we'll see how that plays out in the coming months.
Certainly some big changes to look forward to for Arkansas's version of Medicaid expansion. I'm sure the state has its eyes all on the Trump administration to see what's in store in the coming months. But Governor Asa Hutchinson, thanks as always for your openness and commitment to communicate to Arkansans of all stripes. So it was really good talking with you.
It's great to talk with you today. Thank you very much.
From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman.